Food Heals Nation, what have you been doing lately when it comes to truly caring for your skin? Have you tried any of the light therapy facials or the LED masks? I've shared on this show how I use lasers to completely remove my brown spots in the past, and I love anything that can help me with wrinkles or blemishes or redness or scars. I find a lot of great products on YouTube that I test out, and I've just discovered a new brand. It's called Lima. And when you see the before and afters on YouTube, you're going to be a convert too. They are changing the way that you care for your skin on actually a profoundly scientific level. This is the Lima laser. It's the world's most powerful clinic-grade cosmetic laser device and the only laser FDA cleared for at-home use. Why this is important is because I was spending, I'm not going to tell you how much, way too much money years ago when I was getting rid of those brown spots, when I was really healing my skin. And now this same type of technology is available at home, and I'm here for it. I am so excited. So this is a near infrared laser light that penetrates deep into the dermis, simultaneously working on your fat, muscle, and bone to give you like a non-surgical facelift. It transforms your skin. It helps skin issues like wrinkles, sagging, blemishes, pigmentation, redness, breakouts, and scars. And it does this with zero damage, zero pain, and zero downtime. And I remember the lasers that I used to do, they did have some downtime, so this is great. Make sure to check out some of the before and after photos on the website so you can see what I'm talking about. They have YouTube videos too. But the reason it's groundbreaking is it uses that near-infrared low-level light technology, which is completely cold and painless, and it's 100 times more powerful than an LED. And the craziest part is you can even use it with a full face of makeup. So check it out for yourself. Visit lima.life. L is for live, Y is for younger, M is for masterful, A is for approved, and learn more about the Lima laser. If you're interested in trying one today, you can sign up for their newsletter. Tell them that Food Heals sent you, and please let me know if you order one. I want to hear about your results. Again, it's lima.life, L-Y-M-A.life. Y'all, oh my God, Food Heals Nation, I just got the softest sheets and pajama set from Cozy Earth, and I had to go and get you a discount code too so that you could experience the coziness as well. You can visit CozyEarth.com, use the promo code FOODHEALS, and you'll get an exclusive 35% off. So Cozy Earth, it's like your one-stop shop for what they call the luxury she deserves. So listen up, guys, because this could make a great gift for that special someone, your girlfriend, your wife, the mother in your life. And don't forget, Mother's Day will be here before we know it. So get a gift for the mom or moms. Here's a nice little gift you could ask for. Anyways, let's start with the sheets to transform your sleep. The coolest thing about Cozy Earth bedding is that it is temperature regulating, so you stay cool, which is so important when you're sleeping. Plus, they are just so soft. It feels like I'm sleeping on a cloud. Plus, I love the Cozy Earth quality and longevity promise. All products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. So incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and just overall wellness. So again, this is the luxury you deserve. You can treat yourself to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. And while you're at it, don't forget to check out the Bamboo Pajama Set. It was awarded Oprah's Favorite Things in 2019, so you know it's good. I love the softness and breathability of the fabric, and it has these really great side pockets. And don't forget that by supporting our sponsors, you support this show. Head over to CozyEarth.com, use the promo code FOODHEALS for an exclusive 35% off, and go get your mom the luxury she deserves on Mother's Day at CozyEarth.com with promo code FOODHEALS.
Holistic Voice presents the Food Heals podcast with your hosts, Alison Melody and Susie Hardy. Join the Food Heals Nation and learn the secrets to go from feeling unwell to healing yourself.
Warning, side effects of this podcast may include increased health and vitality, thoughts of living longer, an increase in sexual activity, feelings of joy, cravings for kale and quinoa, and a spike in Tinder matches. In rare cases, people have experienced a strong desire to put in their Lululemons and take a yoga class while drinking a green juice. If you experience any of these symptoms, text your priest immediately.
All right, Food Heals Nation, thanks for joining me. I'm Allison Melody. Happy almost New Year. I cannot believe this crazy year of 2020 is actually coming to an end. Is this real life? Today, I have an amazing episode for you to really jumpstart your New Year's habits and really start 2021 with health in mind, with health at the forefront of your mind. And I've got plant-powered blondie Leslie Durso, your favorite vegan chef, joining me to co-host today's episode with the CEO and founder of Farmer's Juice, Junaid Kalmadi. Now, Farmer's Juice is something I'm personally so excited about. They offer nationwide home delivery of organic cold-pressed juices and wellness shots at nearly half the price of a juice shop. And I can vouch for this, Food Heals Nation, because I live in the mecca of juices. Like, there is a juice shop at every corner. My grocery store makes juices, you know, and they're not exactly what you would say affordable. But that is what Junaid has figured out, is how to make it affordable and delivered straight to your door without compromising anything like sustainability, quality. It's all organic and vegan and delicious. So what they do is their juices and shots actually stay fresh for 30 days because they use this innovative technology called HPP, which I will get into. There's nothing artificial added, and I love the mission. Their mission is to make the highest quality cold-pressed juice affordable while supporting the human rights of 2.4 million farmers in the United States and champion the next generation of farming with regenerative agriculture. So we get into that so much more. If you enjoy this episode and you want to get your juice on, go to farmersjuice.com/foodheals, and the coupon code foodheals will get you $10 off. So $5 off your first month and $5 off your second month. So check that out, farmersjuice.com/foodheals. Next up, Leslie and I are talking to Junaid Kalmadi. Roll it, Roxy.
The Food Heals Podcast starts now.
All right. He is a values-driven serial entrepreneur motivated by love and positive impact. Please welcome today's guest, Junaid Kalmadi.
Yay. Thanks for having me on the show, Allison and Leslie. Great to be here.
Thank you so much for being here. Okay. So you are the CEO and founder of Farmer's Juice, and you sent me some delicious juices. I've tasted almost all of them now. They're very good. Shelf life of 30 days, which I didn't know was possible. So wow. How did you get started? Tell us all the things.
Yeah. So grateful to be here, first of all. I've been a fan since Dr. Roy was on the show. And
Oh, that's awesome.
And I totally appreciate your I've learned a lot from you in terms of emotional healing and emotional intelligence. So Farmer's Juice. All right. So Farmer's Juice is a plant-based company that I founded a couple years ago. What we do is we juice and deliver organic cold-pressed juices and wellness shots at nearly half the cost of a juice shop. So our juice is priced at $5.99 compared to a similar juice at a juice shop that would be for $10, $11, or $12. And each juice and shot lasts fresh for 30 days, made possible with an innovative process called HPP with nothing artificial added. And HPP is an is a pretty cool technology. It's a machine that's perhaps as big of a size of a yellow school bus, and you introduce a juice or a shot in there. And once the juice and shot is in the machine, it adds just cold water, but the cold water comes at so much pressure to the juice that the juice bottle can go to the bottom of the ocean and five times more than that. So with this innovation and the physics and chemistry of the process, it neutralizes all the negative pathogens that would make a juice expire after a couple of days if you were to juice it at home or a juice shop. And it preserves the nutritional integrity of the juice and makes it last fresh for a longer time.
I mean, my mind is blown because I know the ones that I do frequent, the shelf life is definitely not 30 days. So why hasn't everyone else caught on to this? Is this brand new technology? Did you come up with this? How did you figure this out?
Yeah, it is relatively new technology over the past sort of 5 to 7 years. And it basically, we had to partner with an organization that these are sort of like, I think, they range anywhere from $500,000 to like $2 million just to buy a machine. So we have to find the right partner. So what we do is we have a juice production facility that's strategically located right next to one of these plants. So we juice it in the morning. And then a couple hours later, we take it in a refrigerated truck and then we make it last fresh for longer. So it's not really urban friendly to put these giant plants in the middle of a city. Perhaps that's why it's not caught on as much. But so we have a production facility in the middle of California that's right next to a network of 15 family farms. And all of our produce is actually sourced, is all organic. And we source it from these family farms. And some of them have been sort of fourth generation or fifth generation family farms. So they've been stewards of their land for, you know, over 100 years. And the way they treat their soil is a key criteria of how we choose to source our ingredients. So typical soil quality for the past sort of 100 years has been degraded. Unfortunately, most people don't know this, but the orange, for example, from today is not as equal as our grandparents' orange that they would have, the exact same one.
Right.
So, for example, the vitamin A quality of 8 oranges is from today equals 1 orange from our grandparents' generation.
Oh my gosh.
That is so depressing.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So that's why when people drink cold pressed juice today, they just feel this like vitality boost. Especially if you have it consistently in your diet.
Yeah, I have juice every day. I mean, this was such a joy to get your box of juices. I can't even tell you. It was like my Christmas.
Yeah. I know, we kept it a surprise.
To the why of that. Let's get back to the why of the orange. How does the soil affect the nutrient density of an orange?
Yes, that's a great question. How does the soil affect the nutrient density of the juice and in produce in general? So soil, if you think about it, most people just think about it as dirt. But if to kind of reimagine what soil is, it's the living skin of the earth. It gives plants the nutrients that it needs to grow. And plants are the food and the fuel for our bodies and our minds. And it's an important, soil is an important natural foundation that supports life on earth. And our soil right now supports 95% of all food production. And by 2060, our soils will be asked to give us as much as food as we have consumed in the last 500 years. So if you think about it, soil, because it's such in high demand to feeding a growing population, what ended up happening is they ended up sort of reusing soil and not giving it enough sort of industrialization of agriculture, and was sort of the reason of the degradation of the soil quality. And there's been a pretty big shift. You may have heard around like new regenerative agriculture, and the goal of that for regenerative agriculture is it'll take a whole generation to change it. But the goal is to kind of change the mindset of soil is not just as dirt, but it's a living, breathing organism. So there's a few different practices like don't till the ground, which erodes the soil, use cover crops so the soil doesn't wash away. And a special part of sort of the future of soil, which is really going back to how some of the ancient people would treat soil, is to integrate plants through holistic management. And, you know, the compost, the poop, the pee of the animals actually disturbs the soil, which sort of enriches it. So that's sort of the high level reason of where soil was originally in the past and where we're trying to sort of get it to right now. If your soil is healthy, your vegetables are healthy, and then you're healthy.
Yes, such a good point. I mean, it's so simple, but it's so true, because we think we're getting all this organic produce, but if it's next to a conventional produce farm, you're still getting the conventional pesticides because of the runoff, because of the soil is soil. Like, you can't keep it that separate. So that's so true. So I have a question. Who's on the forefront of the regenerative agriculture movement, and how is it going to be sustainable if not everyone is going to participate? Like, how do we make that sustainable?
Yes, that's a great question. So there's a few different nonprofit organizations that are leading the charge, because this is not only like farmers, if they've been farming like this for, like, let's say for example, if you have a habit and you've been doing it for the past, you know, 5 years, 10 years, it's quite difficult to change your thinking and the mechanism of your behavior. So similarly, farmers have been, you know, misunderstood in terms of like, oh, they just don't want us to be healthy, or they just want us to be cost efficient. A big problem is the education. So there's a really impressive nonprofit called Kiss the Ground that actually goes out of their way to meet farmers where they're at and educate them and have scholarships and loan programs and helps them to transition from either conventional to organic or conventional to regenerative. So Kiss the Ground, they also just came out with an amazing, amazing Netflix documentary. And it's so inspiring because the UN said one of the quickest ways to arrest, slow down, and reverse climate change is actually using regenerative agriculture, because soil can literally capture the extra carbon from the air, and it can actually be one of our allies in terms of reversing climate change. So today, the best way, because it's early, it's sort of like the organic movement in the 70s, which is a crude comparison, but it's going to take sort of a movement. And Kiss the Ground is an organization that we support. So from each sale of each box, we actually donate to Kiss the Ground, which is our nonprofit partner.
Amazing. Okay, so Leslie just pulled up the Netflix documentary.
I've watched it. It's fantastic. I highly recommend that everybody watch it. It's really, 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 really interesting. I also would recommend, is it called The Biggest Little Farm? That's a great documentary as well.
Yes, such a great documentary. Because you know, in the back of our minds, I feel like if we're a little conscious, we're like, oh my gosh, we care about our environment, we care about the planet, and we only hear bad news. It's like, it's so refreshing and gives, it's so hope-giving to know that there's people out there and we can actually participate in that change, not only through education, but with each purchase that we make or choosing to donate to a nonprofit.
Oh, yes. I don't know about you guys, but all of my social medias were covered with vote, vote, vote. And I'm like, I voted, everyone. Calm down. Vote for the world you want to see every day. Vote with your dollar. Vote with where you spend your money. Vote with how you spend your time. Like, I'm like, I know that voting is my civic duty and it's very important, but calm down and let's make this, like, why isn't Twitter and Facebook and Instagram telling me to vote with my dollar every day? All they're doing is telling me to vote for president. Yeah, I get it. I'm voting. I'm civically engaged. But like, let's vote every single day with the choices that we make. And that creates the world that we want to see.
Totally. I have heard you emphasize the voting with each action every day.
Did I already rant
on
this?
No, it's beautiful. I think it's great. I think it's perfectly timed. But I totally hear you. Voting, you know, I like to think about it myself. We kind of share that mindset is with every thought, we have an option to vote, and the accumulating advantage is if we have good thoughts, positive thoughts that we can actually put our heart into, it empowers it. And then that changes into actions and behaviors. So we get to vote with our thoughts. We get to vote with our actions. We get to, in terms of our behavior to ourselves, to each other, and with our purchases, we don't have to feel disempowered. We have a place in the change story that is definitely possible.
So you're sourcing from the good soil. That's we know. tell us why else it is. You know, I know it's organic and it's keto friendly and it's obviously vegan. It's all the things that people like us care about. So why are you into nutrition? Why did this become important to you?
Yeah, that's a great question. So Farmer's Choice is actually my third company. And
yes, you're a serial entrepreneur.
So I started my first company in college, and going back there, I was in undergrad school, at undergrad business school at Indiana University. And I was sitting in my junior year, where all in the summer, where maybe folks, if they go back to their college memories, can remember, everyone is off to sort of doing their college internship. And I was sitting there, I had zero internships. I was like, I would try to interview at different jobs, and nothing kind of panned out. And my core kind of realization was, if no one's going to hire me, I have to start my own company. That's the only option left. Yeah. So I was like, all right, let's do this. And I was, you know, looking back in hindsight, I wasn't so healthy, but I sort of started my first company, which had a little bit of success after a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. And then the second company was a little more successful too. But I realized in sort of like 2016, 2017, sort of I reached a point where outwardly I had this form of, you know, quote unquote societal success, and richness, but my inner life was bankrupt. Like I had a low sense of psychological well-being. My emotional health was off. My social relationships weren't as deep and loving. And I had to just pause. And I took a few months off and I focused on the basic habits. So I focused on meditation, fasting in a responsible way, diet, enriching my social relationships. And one of the sort of new life habits that I introduced that really changed my life was cold press juicing. I found this amazing juice shop. I was living in Austin at the time, and it was this really cute store, and it was just like they really cared. I felt like the love with each juice, and I would go there twice a day, and I would spend, you know, $10-$12 on a juice, and I was privileged to do that. And a few months later, I noticed, like, every time I would go and drink this juice, I would feel amazing. My physical health would improve, right. My mental clarity, my precision of thinking. I felt like alive. My sleep was improving. But I kind of wondered, you know, why is juice so expensive? And why is this a privilege? So I kind of put my entrepreneurial hat on and kind of took a break from my previous company. I was like, you know what? I'm going to get to the bottom of this. So I've spent the last couple of years kind of figuring out the solution where people can just go to a website and pick a box that they like, and they're actually getting it at half the price. It comes to their home. And most people try to sort of juice, but they sort of get a juicer and they get excited and they realize it takes 30 minutes each day and it's actually still expensive and they don't end up juicing.
Only 30? Did you include the cleaning?
I was going to say, one of these days, they're going to invent a self-cleaning juicer and then yes. We'll all be in paradise. Man, it is such a pain.
Oh my gosh. So yes, you totally relate. Yes, we're in the juicer therapy club together. We've spent a lot of time cleaning together. So that was kind of my personal story. Like, juicing helped me. I drink two every day still. And give it to my friends and my loved ones at dinner parties. And it's one of my joys. And I was like, I want to share this with the world. So let's create Farmer's Juice.
I love that. Yes, I want to share it with the world. That's like Leslie and I plant power.
Yes. But I love that nothing is really compromised. I mean, right on the label, it says that there's a pound of vegetables or a pound of produce in one of your bottles of juice. That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. It's surprising. I like to think in my sort of past year of meeting various people and talking to people, because juice comes up. And I was like, oh, like it. So what I've realized, there's two types of groups in as a juice entrepreneur. I'm like, there's people who are juice enthusiasts and there's people that are juice curious. So if I were to like meet a juice curious person who sort of has a strong interest in their health, like, why should I even have cold press juice? And you nailed it on the head, Leslie. Each juice has a pound of produce in there. So if you want to take a bunch of celery, maybe 10 leaves of dino kale, a full cucumber, full root of ginger, full root of turmeric, and if you can even add some superfood in there like maca or matcha, and then you take this 1 to 2 pound of produce, you can't eat that on a plate right then and there, maybe even in two settings. So cold press juice, I think, is like a brilliant innovation to just take the majority of the nutrients, put it in its liquid format by just crushing it, and do it in a cold temperature setting so the nutrition quality doesn't degrade. And then you can drink that. And you can actually have not only 1 pound of produce, you can have 2, 3, 4 in a day or two. So
yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm a green juice drinker. I usually do one in the morning and one at night. And then I do juice cleanses, and those make me feel on fire. Like, my mental clarity after a juice cleanse is insane. Now, I understand it's not for everyone. I think every body is different and some people shouldn't be juice cleansing, but I love it. What's your opinion on juice cleansing? How do you feel on them? Is it something that you're into?
So I believe in fasting in general. I think like hunger is really important. Yeah. Because it helps us sort of reset our entire immune system. And I personally, even though I've started a juice company, I've done a 1-day cleanse, a 3-day cleanse, and a 5-day cleanse. And we don't sort of like sell cleanses, but I do think they work from my personal experience. That being said, I was talking to one of my nutritionist friends and she was hesitant, and I got down to it. And I think there's a culture within juice cleansing. I think you're doing it the healthy way, Allison, because you want to do it for mental clarity as a physical reset, as a way to kind of get back into your center perhaps. And There's some people that do it for like they don't have a healthy relationship with food.
Yeah, that's not the reason to do it.
Definitely not the reason to do it.
Exactly.
I understand why it's gotten a bad rap, because like any diet or like any lifestyle or like anything, people will abuse it. Look, you can be a vegan and eat Oreos and say, I'm vegan, I'm healthy. Well, not if you're eating vegan not if you're eating Oreos every day. You know what I mean? So the juice cleansing, I just think it's for you if you're doing it for the right reasons and it makes you feel good. I know a lot of people that just get too hangry and can't do it. But I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm with you, Janae. I actually prefer a straight fast to any sort of juice fast or
like intermittent fasting, you mean? Or like
no,
like how long would you fast for?
I've done it up to a week before.
No food. Just water.
Just water.
Okay, she beat me. I haven't done that yet.
That's pretty badass. So you did a straight water fast for 7 days.
Yes, but I very much so recommend that you have to do it very in a controlled setting.
Yeah.
And not alone.
And you can't be running around town.
No, you cannot do your normal daily activities. This is not something you can just on a whim say, oh yeah, I'll just not eat for the next week and think that you're going to be the same.
You'll probably pass out at some point if you keep up your regular life.
Yeah, you need to be in a setting where you can be more still, not exercise as much, not really move as much. It's definitely something that you need to be a little bit more careful about. But I will do like once a week or once every other week, I'll just not eat for a whole day and just kind of do a 24-hour cleanse of fast of just doing water. And I love it. I think I feel fantastic doing it. But when I do the juice as a cleanse, for me personally, it's too much up and down energy. Like I'm a very even keeled person. Mm-hmm. As you know, I don't do caffeine. I don't really do sugar. And so the spikes in energy and the valleys that I was getting on a juice cleanse are just not compatible for my system.
So funny that it affects people so differently. Yeah. And I haven't done the water fast yet because I'm scared of that. But now you're inspiring me.
Well, we'll have to go away somewhere.
Okay. Yeah. Palm Springs.
Palm Springs
and water fast.
That's awesome. Yeah. I think fasting is one of the most effective ways to improve your mental clarity that I've come across. Either you do it through juice fasting or with water fasting. And what I've noticed is even when I sort of am meditating, I find that the times where I'm fasting, it almost has a little bit of a spiritual benefit too, because I'm able to go into the silence a lot quicker.
It's huge.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, when I've done the juice cleanses in Palm Springs, like, I don't know, 8 or 9 times now. And every time you do it, you come back with so much mental clarity. You're sleeping better. You're meditating like it's easy. Like when I'm at home now, just doing my regular thing, living my regular stressful LA life, and I try to meditate, God, it takes me so much longer to get to peace. Where when you're fasting and you're in a place that you're supported, like we're in the middle of the desert, so it's so hot, you know,
less
and it's so calming. And you're like, I'm not working today. I'm not doing my entrepreneurial business today. I'm not, you know, doing the dogs or whatever your typical day looks like. You're able to get there so much faster. So it's absolutely spiritual. And I have like deep, vivid dreams and I like feel more connected spiritually. So I totally agree.
Well, I think you're taking away all of kind of the life responsibilities. Did you ever read Living with a Monk?
Uh-uh.
Jesse Itzler's book, which is really fantastic if you haven't read it. But I love one of the things he talks about is how easy it is to go into that zone and that space, because you don't have to worry about what time you're getting up. You don't have to worry about what you're eating. You don't have to worry about what you're doing that day. You don't have to worry about what's happening in the rest of the world or your life. You're literally just, your only job is to be.
Be. Let your body heal. Allow.
Really just be and not make any decisions. And it's quite powerful. I mean, it's definitely not something I think I could do for, you know, the rest of my life, but I find it really, really, really healing to kind of give your mind and body that break from life.
Yes.
Yes, 100%. I think the sort of Western societal encouragement is to put in a lot of effort, but we don't put enough emphasis on the relaxation and the rest part. It's go, 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 go. And I think there's total value to that. Sometimes when I go to Europe, I'm like, oh my gosh, they're so relaxed. And I'm like, I see the contrast. It's like actually incorporating both, and however you choose to rest, either through fasting or through taking a full vacation with your tasks of life and your thoughts, by just going in your happy place, either in nature, is just, it's great. Totally encourage that relaxation part.
Yeah, it's all part of that healthy diet, healthy lifestyle that we always all promote.
But I agree. I think that you are really working at your optimal levels when you're doing both. When you have the time in your life that you relax and retreat, and the times in your life that you have high stress and you work and you really get it done.
Yeah, I think I thrive in those environments too.
Yeah, but yeah. I think too much of either is really is really not good.
Good point.
Totally.
Although I don't know, too much relaxation is never like
that. It's not such a bad thing.
It's not so bad. There are a lot of cultures that really get it right. Allison and I travel to Italy together often. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they definitely know what they're doing over there.
Yeah, they slow me down.
It's so great. Yeah, 100%. I feel like we could totally learn. We give Europeans a little bit of a bad rep. I think relaxation, I could take tips from the French and the Italians.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm curious, Elsa, you said you drink two green juices, one in the morning, one at night.
Usually.
How did you come? Usually.
Yeah.
Got it. How did you come to that habit and why?
Oh my gosh. Am I on the podcast now?
Yeah.
Am I in the hot seat?
I love it.
Because I started feeling better. Because I still like to eat good, delicious food, and maybe I overindulge. So I'm going to make sure I have that green juice in the morning and green juice at night, no matter what. I think it helps with sleep. I think it helps with energy and exercise. I think it helps cleanse out my system. And I think if people who don't have good digestion, I do a lot of probiotics and I really work on healing my gut. My entire childhood, I was on antibiotics for, they called it tonsillitis. I don't know what it was, sore throats that were so chronic and so bad. I was just always on antibiotics for the entire months of the winter. So I destroyed my gut. So it's just a part of my consistent gut healing protocols, have as much juice to clean myself out. And it's also because, you know, you're supposed to drink half your body weight in water a day. So when I'm doing that and I'm adding the juices, I'm really able to cleanse my body from all the toxins exposed to on a daily basis, because I don't live a perfect life. I've got plenty of stressors. I definitely eat vegan ice cream and things like that. So it's like, I got to keep my body detoxing. And plus there's all the environmental factors that we cannot control. I live in a city full of smog, right? There are environmental toxins coming into contact with me at all times. I love my wine.
Let's be real. Wine is just juice.
Wine
is just grape juice, right?
I include wine on the juice cleanse once in a while.
Yeah.
but yeah, so for me, it's just to keep the detox going. Keep the detox party going, even when my choices aren't ideal. So my digestion, I didn't even realize, wasn't as normal or good as other people's until I did. And once I did, I was like, all right, well, we got to fix this. So I do a lot of probiotics, a lot of kimchi, and a lot of green juice to help it everything flow and everything detox.
Wow. You and your gut are best friends. You really take care of yourself. That's awesome. Good for you.
Well, the gut is the second brain, and I got to be firing on all levels to do all the things I want to do. Leslie and I are serial entrepreneurs in our own sense of just we want to continue the plant-based movement in every avenue, arena that we possibly can. And so we got to be smart. We got to have our brains functioning. So the gut is the second brain. So
that's awesome.
That's my answer.
That's great.
Good 100%. Job, Allison.
Okay, back to you. I know I'm a good interviewee now. I've done enough of these. Okay, but I want to. But I want to go back to being the interviewer. All right, Food Heals Nation, you remember you've heard me talking about Everly Well. This is the company that makes the at-home lab testing very easy. You do it from home, you send it out in the mail, and you get your results. So I got my Everly Well at-home lab results back for my food sensitivities. So I'm so excited. Let me share my results with you. So my test showed a reactivity above normal to 9 foods. So that's pretty good, because that's not that many, and most of them I do not eat. So this is good news. I'm very excited. So the moderate reactivity, I didn't show any high reactivity. That's the first category. So that's good. Then moderate reactivity were to 3 foods. They were cow's milk, egg white, and lobster, all of which I do not eat, ever. Amazing. So great, they're already eliminated. I've had lobster maybe twice in my entire life, years and years and years ago. Cow's milk and egg whites, it must have been 7 or 8 years, because I haven't done dairy in that long. So then I got mild reactivity to 6 foods. The first one and the third one do break my heart. The rest of them I'm okay with. The first one I got mild reactivity to was coffee. So mild reactivity means they create a smaller immune reaction, but they can be sneaky symptom causers, according to Everly Well. So coffee, that is sad. So I'm currently starting or going to start the new year without coffee and see how I do. Now, there are plenty of coffee alternatives, so I know I'll be fine. I do a lot of teas as well, and I don't have any reactivity to teas according to this test. So yay. The next one I got was egg yolk. No problem. Don't eat eggs. Don't eat any egg products. Great. Next one I got was garlic. That one stings a little bit because I like garlic. I like pasta. I like making things with garlic. I consider garlic a healing food. I do take it as part of a healthy gut regimen. But I'm gonna get off it for a little bit and see if I feel a difference. The next ones were mozzarella, no problem, don't eat cheese. White mushroom, no problem. I don't think I'll miss the white mushroom. It's not a staple for me. And yogurt, another thing I do not eat. So those were my 9 reactive foods. And I'm actually really excited because I know what not to eat. I already don't eat dairy. I already don't eat meat. Garlic and coffee are the ones that I got to take it easy on. So no problem. We're going to do the elimination and I'll keep you posted on how I feel. Now, if you want to do your own Everly Well test, they have so many different lab tests, all kinds of things you can do. Even there's more than just food sensitivity. Go to everlywell.com/foodheals, enter the code foodheals, and you'll get 20% off your test. So I just read you my results. They're personalized. They're easy to understand. You know exactly what they mean for you. They come back to you digitally in just a few days. You can share them with your healthcare provider. They're physician reviewed. The shipping is free. You know, I just shipped the box. I just dropped it off at the mailbox, at the mail. What am I talking about? At the post office. It was easy. And yeah, it's great because you get more empowered when you know what you should and shouldn't eat for your particular body. So 20% off an Everly Well at-home test at everlywell.com/foodheals. Use the coupon code foodheals and get 20% off. Everly Well at-home lab test, your answers your way. Let's talk about the wellness shots. So I will, sometimes when I'm lazy, sorry, but I will order these from like Postmates, from the local places, and they are definitely more expensive than what's on your website. So right now I've got one, apple coconut water, jicama, apple cider vinegar, ginger and lemon. And this is the gut feeling good one. So speaking of the gut, so you've got all these amazing ones, Jay, here you go.
Yeah. And, it, and to be clear, this is a shot of juice we're talking about, Allison.
It's a shot. It's a shot. It's not a full juice. Oh, yes. God, what did I sound like? I was talking about taking shots at the bar?
Yeah, or an injectable. I wasn't quite sure. But yes, we're like talking an injectable about shot? A small mini juice.
It's a juice shot. It's a wellness
two
shot.
Two fluid ounces.
Okay, yeah.
Go ahead. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, tell us about it.
Yeah, we have the first one that you called, that you just mentioned, gut feeling good. And it's a play on words, gut feeling good. And it has coconut water, apple, jicama, apple cider vinegar, ginger, and lemon. And the general sort of high-level idea with every wellness shot and every juice is for it not only to be a nutritional dose for powering up your body and your mind, but also as a functional purpose. So because of the jicama, which is a root that's a little bit spicy, but we've put enough in here so you can actually feel the benefit, but not too much so it's overwhelming.
Yeah, it's definitely not overwhelming. It's a nice taste. I liked it.
Totally. I'm so happy. I have done a lot of juice tastings with feedback to get to this, to all these recipe lines. So I totally appreciate you saying that.
Nice.
So it's important for the nutritional dose, but what we quickly realized is that if it's too harsh with the wellness shots, people are just not going to look forward to them as much, but they have to be effective in its nutritional dose and actually taste good. So we have gut feeling good. We also have the ginger renewal, which has ginger, apple, lemon, turmeric, cayenne pepper, and black pepper. And the combination of black pepper and turmeric is key because it actually makes the turmeric core components more bioavailable. So it can actually be absorbed by yourself, but within your mm-hmm. body. And then mm-hmm. we also put an extra ginger in the ginger renewal. So you really feel the kick. Have you tried the ginger renewal yet?
Yeah, I think that was the one I had yesterday. And I was like, whoa, it's burning my stomach. But it feels so good. It's like the best burn. Like, I love that feeling. I feel like I know it's doing something.
Totally, totally. If you're feeling like a 5 p.m., a little bit of, oh my gosh, I need a little bit of energy, but I don't want to have coffee, maybe try next time the experiment with the ginger renewal. Okay. Oh my gosh. I feel like I've consistently noticed this within my own biology. Maybe it'll replicate within your biology, yeah. But it just wakes you up. It's like you don't even need the coffee.
Perfect.
We have a focus fuel, which is a bunch of the similar ingredients and also has matcha in there. So each of the shots has a functional purpose. And they're around 2 ounces, each one of them. And we basically have 4 types of options for any sort of prospective individual that comes to our website. The first one is the greens only box, which has a bunch of green juices and low carb keto friendly shots. And the core sort of juice enthusiast, if you are one, like loves the green juice. I would categorize you, Allison, and most folks go for the greens only box if they're that. And if you're a little more adventurous, there's the variety box that has not only 5 of the green juices from the greens only box, which is focus greens, which has matcha, cucumber, ginger, basil, mint, extra mint, and lime. And that's sort of our most, it's a really good coffee replacement, the matcha. It's not overwhelming, but it's enough to kind of give you that cognitive boost so you can sort of get into your flow state at work. And then there's also the performance greens. So that has cucumber, celery, lemon, ginger, turmeric, basil, mint, extra turmeric, and lion's mane. And
amazing.
That
you know, lion's mane is one of my favorite ingredients.
Lion's mane
is
your favorite ingredient?
Yeah. Oh. So lion's manes are mushrooms, just so everybody is clear out there. We're not shaving a bunch of lions out on the Serengeti.
Immediately make that connection. That's hilarious.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many people have asked me that.
You're vegan. How can you eat lion's mane, Leslie?
Oh, don't even get me started. But it is one of the most nutrient dense mushrooms out there. It is so, so good for you. There's so many healing components to it. So I love that you're using that.
Totally. Yeah, it supports your brain function as well as your digestion. And all of the juices within the greens only box, or actually all of the greens, even if you buy any of the boxes, they have a functional superfood in there. So the performance greens has lion's mane. The focus greens has matcha. The peaceful greens has ashwagandha, which is an Indian Ayurvedic root that's been used for thousands of years for reducing stress and anxiety. And the athletic greens has maca. And we did an experiment to put the powders in the juice. And we ended up realizing that, you know, we did juice tastings with roughly like 10 people where we would like give little note cards for feedback. And people consistently said when we put these powders in them, they actually felt like a noticeable, perceptible difference. Like it was, and I was like, how is this different from a capsule? Like, why are people actually feeling like the visceral benefit? It actually, you can like feel it within an hour. And my thesis, not confirmed, I'd have to talk to an actual nutritionist about it, is because you're getting it through a liquid format. It just goes into your digestive system and gets distributed into your body a lot quicker. So if you've if you're about to sort of start your day, and if you have the focus greens, have you tried the focus greens yet?
Yeah, I've had all the greens. The only one I think I haven't had is the beet immunity, because I was saving that for a night after drinking. Because beets for the liver.
Oh, what? Great. Oh, yeah, of course. Great combo. Great combo.
Well, we could talk about that, too, because you should actually be drinking it before you go out.
Before and after.
Well, yes.
Cleanse the liver before, cleanse the liver after. That was my philosophy.
Beets will also provide a lot of energy you will actually not have to drink as much if you're having beets before you drink.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome.
Okay, we interrupted you.
But I'm sorry. No. Let's go back to the superfoods, because I 100% agree with you on the easier to digest and easier to access into your systems when it's consumed in a liquid form or a whole form versus in a capsule form. And I'm a big, big fan of maca. I actually once got stopped at the airport going from Peru back into the United States because I had bought a lot of black maca, which is harder to find in the United United States.
You got black market maca?
No, it's a different color. It's just a different color root. And it's in a powder form. And had bags and bags and bags of it in my suitcase. Probably about 4 pounds.
This could only happen to it. You. She gets stopped for the superfood.
They opened my suitcase and I was like, I swear it's black maca. And they're like, what is this?
Well, blowing my mind.
It was hysterical. I also had 10 pounds of salt with me on that trip, so I think they thought I was insane at the customs line.
Oh my God, so funny.
Wow, this is so cool. Just looking it up. Wow, it's a really pretty root.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Maybe that will be in your next one. You can name that your Leslie shot.
Yes, the Leslie.
Courtesy of Leslie. Yeah, totally. I think the liquid format of actually taking a superfood is quite interesting and effective. One other creative way of having a juice. Are you a fan of smoothies at all at home or having it?
Huge.
Yes.
Nice. So if you combine the juice with the smoothie, game changer. So good.
Yes. So that's an excellent, excellent piece of advice. And I hope everybody got that at home. So if you, instead of using liquid like water or milk or coconut water as the base of your smoothie, if you use a juice, you can get so many more nutrients and they'll absorb into your body faster. And then I will also talk one moment about how you talked about the superfoods going into your system faster. It's actually because you're rehydrating them. It's the same thing in cooking. So the superfoods are dried, and so they're in a dry state. And what they need to do is be rehydrated in order to kind of reactivate. Mm-hmm. And so when they're already in liquid, they've rehydrated and they're ready to go. If you put it in a capsule dry into your system, it needs to rehydrate in your system and then go out into your body. And it's in hopes that you are able to absorb it before it gets flushed out through your system and you don't even feel the effects at all. So that's why it's so cool to get those nutrients in a liquid form.
That's amazing. Wow. I'm learning on the show, Leslie. Thank you.
Me too.
Sorry, I'm such a plant nerd. You have no idea.
That's badass. That's awesome. Yeah. And then we also have within our variety box or our mostly greens box, a special juice. You may have come across it. It's called Turmeric Energy.
Yes.
And that is really cool because you can introduce a little bit of turmeric energy in water and drink it, and it turns the water into this most delicious turmeric cayenne pepper lemon ginger apple like lemonade.
And oh.
Yeah, it's so good.
That would be really good with your vodka too, Ali.
I only drink wine now.
The reformed. So that's been a really popular kind of way to use turmeric energy. And the carrot digest one, have you tried that one yet?
Yes, I liked that one.
Nice. If you have any juice ideas, Allison, Leslie, feel free to throw them my way.
Don't tell me that.
No, seriously, we have lot of these flavors come from just like discussions of like, hey, like, what do you like this? What do you not like this? Like,
yeah, why? Yeah.
And then
yeah,
we just like try it out. And we do like juice tastings. We have like an R&D that we try to do every 3 months and release new flavors.
That's so cool.
Well, I am a vegan chef. I have a few recipes.
Yeah. And I think a big part of the sort of hesitancy in terms of my personal self to even adopt cold pressed juicing was the price. And a big part of our mission is to make cold pressed juicing affordable and make it affordable nationwide. So most people, you know, if you look at your juice bill or you look at how much you spend with juicing at home, you're going to be anywhere between like a few hundred dollars to $1,000, depending on how many people are in your home. So that's sort of our core first piece of our mission. Like, let's make cold press juicing like the highest quality, totally affordable. That's number one. Number two is, in terms of our mission, is to support the family farms around California and support the economic rights of a lot of the farmers that are of immigrant descent. And we've partnered with this organization called Farm Worker Justice that advocates for the 2.4 million farmers around the country for basic rights. It's not even that crazy. It's like, you know, just the ability to have
clean water,
yeah. wages that they actually are promised on and on contract, and they do amazing work. Even especially during the time of COVID, they work with state governments and federal governments, and they're just doing totally angelic work. So we donate to that organization as well.
I love that. I really do.
Because we forget about, you know, the energy that is coming from the soil, but also there's the humans that go in there.
Yeah.
And their sweat. And I have a feeling that, like, you know, when your mom cooks you your food, or someone that like a loved one cooks you your food, it tastes different. You actually feel like that vitality. You actually, oh my gosh. And I have a theory, if that works with your mom's cooking, or your spouse is cooking, your best friend's cooking, that kind of also applies to when the farmers, what energy that they put into their farming practices.
Yeah.
So we try to make sure that every single stakeholder that touches our company, that we're doing our part in terms of advocating for them.
Love that.
Yeah, you're so in alignment with what we absolutely believe. So I really appreciate that. I know, you know, especially in California, there's all of these farm workers organizations that have sprung up, and nonprofits, because a lot of the farms are located in unincorporated communities where they don't have any rights. They don't have anyone advocating for them. They don't have any mayor to take care of them. And so it's like all of the nonprofits are doing the work to get them clean water. There are farm workers who live in food deserts who can't eat the food from the crops that they farm every day because it's illegal. So it's just so many rights that they need to have. And I know things are changing, so I'm glad there's organizations out there fighting for them. But yeah, we need to take care of the people that make the food. And yours aren't bougie, but I'm just saying the bougie green juices that we drink, you know, when we do spend the $14, like, we need to care about where that's coming from. So I really appreciate that you do that.
Yeah, totally. 100%. Good karma.
Yes. Okay. So, I mean, maybe this is the secret sauce I'm not allowed to ask, so we can cut this out. But, like, how do you make it more affordable? Like, why isn't everyone on this train? Like, is it because they're just taking massively more profits, or is there a secret sauce?
Well, and you're donating so much of what you're making. So, how do you do it?
Yeah.
How do
you do it? That's a great question. So, the first is to actually make good relationships with the farms and earn their trust. So we actually have an amazing sort of fifth generation family farm. That's our primary sort of like seed that helped us connect with all the other farmers, because they all grew up together and they kind of trade. And the more I kind of learned about the business, I understood that, there's the prettiest produce is the one that goes to the urban areas. But there's a bunch of sort of ugly produce, quote unquote ugly produce, that just is not really shelf sexy. It's like, it's not going to be found at Erewhon or Whole Foods or, you know, one of these other stores that are health food markets. So those produce items that don't get sold into the groceries, we prioritize them. And then there's, you know, a little bit of damage. So say, for example, there's, you know, a carrot that has a cut at the top, it's cut out. But the bottom, you know, 90% of it may be still usable. But you can't go sell that. So we use those as well.
Because it's not pretty enough, but it's still nutritious enough.
Exactly. So the aesthetically sort of not as sexy produce to the grocery store is what we prioritize. So that's one of the items within our secret sauce. The second one is we are direct to consumer. So we don't have any middle sort of trucks that are involved in transportation to the urban areas. And we just are thoughtful, and the kind of bet as an entrepreneur that I'm taking is, you know, there's 10,000, 100,000 individuals, couples, families around the country that, you know, care about their health. They're either juice curious or they're juice enthusiasts, and they will try it the first time, perhaps, and they're like, this may be something that I'm down for. But then as soon as they, and I've noticed this consistently, like week one is like, yes, this is good. Week two is like, wow, this is amazing. So my bet is economies of scale. So if we get to, you know, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 different customers around the country, that it actually makes a really good business. And from that, you know, let's not sort of like, our entire mission is around purpose plus profit. I don't think profit's evil. Like Patagonia is one of my favorite companies. It's a jacket company, and they basically, you know, are stewards of the environment. They make sure that every single purchase is actually a vote with your dollar to support the environment.
Yes.
So that's kind of the organization that I wanted to create. So those are the two kind of secret sauces that we kind of involve. There's a few more, but if that's of interest, I can share.
I'd still want to know.
Yes. So what we kind of discovered in the process as an entrepreneur when I was kind of like figuring this out was like, hey, you know, I would like this product. You know, on day zero as an entrepreneur, like, I like this. I wonder if other people would like it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you go and ask a bunch of people and then they say, oh, yes, you know, we love you and sure, we'll buy it. But I'm like, will you actually buy this? So I have to actually like go out and find other people. And then what I began to notice is that, you know, if you're juicing at home or if you're buying from a juice shop, you typically want to have like 1 to 2 juices a day. So we're like, we can actually sell to each customer, you know, roughly around 20 to 25 juices a month. So if we're doing this, we can actually sort of have this positive habit where people are actually feeling the benefit. And we just sort of bet that, you know, for each customer that comes in, we just kind of have it modeled out. Like after a certain point, people begin to tell other people just from, you know, the enthusiasm and the joy of loving it. So I'm just very sort of thoughtful in terms of the business model, that it makes sense as we scale out. It just becomes more and more sustainably profitable.
Yeah. And I love the subscription model. And I feel like it benefits everyone because you can make more and deliver more, which is a lower profit. I mean, sorry, not lower profit, a lower price point for you and for the consumer. And then we get more juice.
Yes, 100%.
And you don't have to consciously think about it. It just shows up.
It just shows up, exactly. No one has time anymore. That's why we all have 40 subscriptions that we're like, why am I paying for this subscription I never use? But this is what I would use. I'm just saying, you know, everything is a subscription model now. But the ones that work, you're never going to cancel because you're like, well, now I don't have to go to the store or think about this.
Exactly.
100%. Yeah, that's my similar thought. I was like, when I was going to start this company, I was like, you know, I want to do something that I can wake up every day and I'm just energized because it actually delivers on real value for people's health and well-being. And that's my sort of daily fuel of inspiration. So I'm so happy.
You're making the world a better place.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, the website is thefarmersjuice.com. I know we have a special discount code for Food Heals listeners. So farmersjuice.com/foodheals. And I recommend a subscription because, you know, the more things you can bulk together, the cheaper things get. And then like we were saying, you never have to think about it. And I've got a fridge full right now. So if you're my friend, you can come over this week only before they're gone and try some. I gave a few away, but the rest are for me.
I'm going to rage your fridge before we leave.
I know. She's going to rage before I have other stuff for you too. I got the swag closet. I'll give you lots of swag. Also, Jay, where can everyone follow you online, stalk you on Instagram, all that good stuff?
My Instagram handle is Happy Life Janed, but I haven't posted yet. I would like to. I'm going to start, but that's where you can find myself. But our company's Instagram.
So we'll be your first followers.
I was going to say, you got to get on the Instagram boat. It's 2020, almost the end of 2020. It's time.
Yeah, we're going to help you.
I know. I'm like, I saw the social dilemma and it just encouraged me not to anymore. But
I know that's a good point. But for business purposes and for what you're doing. Yeah,
I agree. So we do have a company account when it comes to the company. It's The Farmer's Juice is where you can follow us on Instagram. And it's farmersjuice.com or thefarmersjuice.com. They both lead to the same website. Allison, Leslie, this was so fun. You both are amazing souls. I so appreciate the good energy that you put into your work. And this conversation was a joy for today. So thank you so much for having me on the show.
Aww. Well, thank you. I mean, it's so great to talk to somebody that's so passionate about what they're doing and is really doing something to make the world a better place, like we said.
Yes, and I'm your new number one super fan. No one's ever sent me that much juice. You're my favorite.
Cheers.
Remind me to give you my address.
Yeah, no, send it over. You're going to get some juices. Yeah.
Aw.
I'm serious. Please do.
I will. I'll send it so she doesn't have to.
Perfect.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And yes, I will be your number one super fan ordering all the juice. Thefarmersjuice.com/foodheals. Save $10 on your first order. Thank you for that. Who else wants a free, fresh bottle of olive oil shipped straight to their door? Let me back up. The first time I went to Italy, I finally tasted real olive oil for the first time. It's not that I had never had olive oil before, of course, in the States, but the difference was I was having olive oil made fresh from olives that were growing on the property in Ravello off the Amalfi Coast. It was an experience I will never forget, and I ended up shipping like 6 bottles of it home because I couldn't bear to go back to store-bought processed olive oil. Well, the same thing happened to TJ Robinson. He's also known as the olive oil hunter. He learned that olive oil packs the most flavor and the healthiest nutrients when it's fresh from the farm. And that's the problem with your typical like supermarket olive oil. The olive oil is not fresh. They can sit on the shelf for months, years, growing stale. And that's why I'm so excited that I now get my olive oil direct from small award-winning farms. Thanks to TJ, who I just did an olive oil tasting with, which was so fun. I absolutely fell in love with their vibrant, fresh, grassy flavors. They're totally delicious. They're great on veggies, pasta, salad, you name it. And TJ has his fresh pressed olive oil club. And Food Heals Nation, he will send you a full-size bottle worth $39 of one of the world's finest, most artisanal olive oils, fresh from the latest harvest, but he's only going to charge you $1 to help cover shipping. There's no commitment to buy anything now or ever. It's his gift to Food Heals Nation. So you can get your free $39 bottle for just $1 shipping. Taste the difference. Taste the freshness. You can go to getfresh323.com. That's getfresh323.com. You'll get your free bottle and you'll pay $1 for shipping. Getfresh323.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI. It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
All right, Food Heals Nation, I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Junaid. And always a blast to have Leslie with me. I miss my co-hosts. I miss having people in person, but I had so much fun with both of these guys learning all about the juice, the sustainability practices, and really how to just get healthier every day with a little greens. You know, a little greens go a long way. So as a reminder, farmersjuice.com/foodheals will get you $10 off. $5 off for month one and $5 off for month two. So check that out. And Happy New Year, Food Heals Nation. Go rock 2021. You know what? We can only go up from here. Sending you lots of love, Food Heals Nation.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This podcast is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Side effects of this podcast may include increased health and vitality, thoughts of living longer, developing a more positive outlook on life. In rare cases, people have experienced a strong desire to actually start using their $39.99 a month gym membership. If you experience any of these symptoms, Snapchat your trainer immediately.